Hello, how's it going? It's Michael Redmond here. Now, you may well know me as a stand-up comedian, which I actually was for over 30 years, I think. Or you might well know me better as Father Stone from the Channel 4 sitcom Father Ted. And if that happens to be the case, and you're wondering how I am after all these years, well, I'm still fine. So, what am I doing here, I hear you ask? Well, I don't hear you, obviously, but I hope you're asking it anyway. Well, the truth is, I've kind of retired from stand-up, but I still keep coming up, you know, with jokes and comedy monologues in my head and that kind of thing. Because, to be honest with you, I quickly realised that taking up gardening in retirement wasn't really doing it for me. It wasn't going to satisfy me enough, you know. Gardening, you know, Jesus. And anyway, I don't have a garden, which is probably why I was often found standing in other people's gardens over the years. So this is my comedy podcast, which I've called What Are You Doing in My Garden? I suppose the best way to describe it, it's a sort of a short weekly podcast in which I'll be throwing in a joke or two and talking about a range of things from, say, drink driving in Ireland in the 1970s, maybe a chance encounter with Joanna Lumley, or my conspiracy theory about ball men, and lots and lots of other things. But no poetry. Absolutely no fucking poetry. So if you've anything to add or say about what I've been musing on in the podcast, it'd be great to hear from you. And also, if you've any questions about Father Ted, you can put them in as well. And the email for the podcast is whatareyoudoinginmygarden@gmail.com. So let's hear from you. Hello, it's me again, Michael Redmond, with the first episode of my podcast, which I've called Joanna Lumley and Chiropodists. Now, you may well wonder what the connection is between Joanna Lumley and Chiropodists. Well, I'm afraid you just have to listen to the podcast to find out why. So I do hope you enjoy it. So without any further ado, let's get going. Now, I'm sure you've all watched the BBC National News on television, the 6 o'clock news. Now, if you have, you'll notice that before the camera pans to the newscaster, it sort of takes in a panoramic view of the entire newsroom with all the people working at their desks and their computers, that kind of thing. But there's also a woman walking through the newsroom wearing a brown shoulder bag on her way to her desk. I shagged her once. Now, I don't like to boast about that kind of thing, but, you know, if you slept with somebody who's on the national news every day, it's bloody hard to keep it to yourself. You know, it's gonna come blurting out at some point, isn't it? Her name was Pauline, by the way. I shouldn't say that. In this day and age, I might get sued for saying her name, so I'll take that out. Her name was Christine, actually. Anyway, Joanna Lumley. Her name just flows off the tongue, doesn't it? Joanna Lumley, lovely Joanna Lumley. Now, I've never actually slept with Joanna Lumley. But the truth is, I actually nearly had to get off her once. I'll tell you how it happened. I was living in London at the time, and I was walking along the side street off Oxford Street. It was a very nice, sort of bright, sunny spring day. And lo and behold, who did I see walking towards me but Joanna Lumley in all her glory? She was, as far as I can remember, she was wearing this sort of bright, brightly coloured blue trouser suit and a kind of a burgundy-coloured French berry atop of her head. She looked really cool, and I was immediately starstruck. My legs went all sort of rubbery and weak. And I was afraid I was going to make a gobshite of myself, you know, because I was really starstruck. But as she came up alongside me, I sort of managed to keep my cool, and I said to her, Joanna Lumley, I'm a huge fan. Now, she might merely have acknowledged that and walked away and pissed off and said, I'm not going to spend my time talking to that gobshite. But she didn't. She stopped when I said it to her, and she said, thank you very much, she said, and I never tire of hearing the Irish accent. Now, when she said that, it sort of gave me a bit of confidence. So I said, well, Joanna, maybe then, you know, we could, maybe meet up for a coffee sometime. And she said, oh, coffee, that might be a... But before she could finish her sentence, the taxi she'd ordered pulled up alongside the curb, and she hopped in. And she waved to me from the back window as the taxi sped away. Now, there is one thing I have to say. If we had gone for a coffee and, you know, developed a friendship with Joanna, there is one thing I would have, I have to say this, I'm sorry, but I would have had to encourage her to do something about her teeth, you know. They're in good order, but there's just far too many of them. She needs to get rid of a few of her teeth, in my view. But apart from that, Joanna, you know, I love you just the way you are, as Billy Joel would say. Well, apart from your teeth. So, Chiropodists. I mentioned earlier, what's the connection between Joanna Lumley and Chiropodists? Well, it's a very tenuous one. In fact, there isn't really any connection at all. Well, apart from in my head, because I also nearly did once sleep with a Chiropodist. And I also wanted to talk about Chiropodists because I think it's a really fucking weird career. Why would anybody choose to be a Chiropodist? You know, to spend your life looking after people's feet, looking in between their toes, it's, It's fucking weird. I mean, imagine waking up in the morning and clapping your hands in anticipation of fingering people's bunions and carbuncles. This almost sounds like shellfish, doesn't it? You know, cockles and mussels, bunions and carbuncles. The three stages of foot disease, bunions, carbuncles and garfunkels. It's a weird career. And this woman was weird as well. And one of the weirdest things I can think of is that she actually used to use euthymol toothpaste. I mean, who the fuck uses euthymol toothpaste in this day and age? I mean, I don't think that's been on the market since the 60s or 70s. So she must have a stash of euthymol toothpaste in her bathroom somewhere. And I think that's just fucking weird. And so is she fucking weird. So I don't know why people would be attracted to chiropody as a career. The only thing I can think of is that, the only logical explanation I can come up with is that all chiropodists are descended from some alien race who, for some reason or other, like feet. But they are fucking weird. So if any of you can think of any other odd jobs or careers, let me know. That'll be good. Now, before I end the episode, I've been told to issue a retraction about, nearly sleeping with Joanna Lumley in case she sues me for libel. But I thought about it and I thought, you know, why bother issuing a retraction? If Joanna Lumley did sue me, that'd be fucking amazing. I mean, the publicity would be fantastic. The podcast listenership would go through the fucking roof. It would be amazing. So, Joanna, if you are listening, if you wouldn't mind suing me, that'd be great. I'm sure you have a lot in your mind, but, you know, just if you could do that, that'd be fantastic. And even if you don't fancy suing me, maybe we could meet up for that coffee again after all these years. So that's about it for that episode. And I'll let you know next week how I get on with Joanna Lumley. Cheers.